This is a letter to Dick Cheney at his current undisclosed location.
NPR News Analyst Daniel Shore.
Dear Mr. Vice President, I understand that you are trying to keep Enron a financial scandal and an accounting scandal and keep it from becoming a political scandal. And yet your refusal to give Congress records of how your Energy Task Force did its work and who influenced its recommendations only adds to the suspicion that you went far to serve special interests. That suspicion is fed by some of the other information that's coming to light. For example, the New York Times reports that the Exelon Corporation of Chicago, a $500,000-plus contributor to the Republican cause, won endorsement of its design for a nuclear power plant in your National Energy Report. Now comes the Energy Department files released on court order. Well, sort of released. 11,000 pages put out, but 15,000 pages withheld. And in the release pages, many omissions, redactions they call them. My favorite is the page that starts, "Importance High," and the rest of the page is blank. Still, we do get an idea of who got access to your task force and who didn't. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham met with 109 representatives of the energy industry and no representative of any environmental or consumer group. You, it says here, met with Enron's Kenneth Lay, and your task force staff had 6 meetings with other Enron officers. Near the end of your task force's labors, it appears, groups promoting conservation and clean energy alternatives were advised they had 24 hours to offer policy suggestions. At a meeting with task force staff, 20 groups were given 5 minutes each to speak. Mr. Vice President, you must be aware that this is not just a matter of Enron and Arthur Anderson. It's a matter of whether vital national policy is fashioned to serve national interest or special interest. And to learn that, we will need some transparency in the White House. Whatever is in those papers that you cling to can hardly be as damaging as the impression you create by clinging to them. This is Daniel Shore.